You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I got to tell you, holiday chocolate, I love it. I love those little Christmas chocolates. Oh, my gosh. Man, where you guys, you know, it has that little wrapper. Why are Christmas chocolates so much tastier than any other chocolate? Now, I got to hand you, I do like those Cadbury Easter eggs. Those Cadbury eggs, those are kind of yummy that have that crisp thing. But I apologize, man. I had to get some chocolate in my mouth. There's all these holiday baskets and goodies coming. I'm like, okay, I'll behave. I just had my one piece. I had my one piece of chocolate. That's it. I'm allowed to. All right, let's talk about on today's show. Marijuana use is linked to poor memory. I know a lot of you are like, well, duh. Some of you are like, dude. But it's true. It's linked to poor memory. So we need to talk about that. All right. We'll also talk about, I guess, some more on migraine pain and how the FDA has approved a magnetic device to relieve migraine pain. I will glue migraines to my head if that works. And we'll also talk about what you could do to get rid of your headache. Some of you go, turn off the Dr. Dahlia Show. No, that does not help headaches at all. All right. And then there's apparently some new research that is revolving around fibromyalgia. And some scientists think they may know what could be causing some of the pain. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Things are definitely changing. Definitely changing. I guess they say traditional light bulbs, okay, are going to be banned from being made. The 40 and 60 watt white light bulbs. Did you guys hear about this? Okay. Apparently, researchers such as Home Depot are encouraging fans of the old style bulbs to stock up now because they think supplies will run out halfway through 2014. We're supposed to be buying the halogen bulbs, the CFLs, the compact fluorescent bulbs, the LED bulbs, and the high-efficiency incandescents. Now, didn't we just talk about a couple days ago how that could cause skin cancer because they have less of the coating? Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that. The traditional 40 and 60-watt incandescent bulbs apparently are not going to be legal for American businesses to manufacture. This is being reported by Mail Online. So Home Depot is saying get them while you can. Apparently this was from a 2007 bill signed by President George W. Bush for, I guess, strict minimum efficiency standards. And many of the old light bulbs are insufficient, with only 10% of the energy used converted to light, and the rest is, I guess, wasted as heat, according to the EPA. The alternatives are going to be a lot more costly, okay? But this kind of stinks because, you know, we were just talking about how they may not have the protective coating like ours. We were talking about how those light bulbs may be causing cancer a couple years ago. Again, we need a hell of a lot more studies. Now, from what we understand, Home Depot estimates that it has a six-month stockpile. I hope this isn't just a bunch of media hoopla. I didn't realize that other light bulbs are going to be gone. Home Depot anticipates running out of their stock of 40-watt and 60-watt bulbs 6 months into 2014. Yeah, I know. I don't know if you would sell them on eBay. Here's my problem. Light bulbs break. We break light bulbs all the time in our house. Now, LED lights, okay, well, let's take a look at this, okay? Let me see. The 75 and the 100-watt light bulbs, from what I understand, like, are supposed to be gone. I don't buy light bulbs. I have no idea. My husband does. The high-efficiency incandescents cost $1.50 each compared to 50 cents or so for the old bulbs. But because they last twice as long, they also use 28% less power. So the LEDs, I guess you save money more than the high-efficiency incandescents. 40-watt LED goes for $7.50. It uses 85% than a traditional bulb. $7.50 a light bulb? Are you kidding me? Over the course of the year, the LED will consume about $2 in power under normal circumstances compared to $7 for an incandescent. That's crazy. I don't know. Our power bill to me is so high because of the air conditioning. My family does not shut off the air conditioning till November 30th. Then it's really cold, so we put the heat on, and then January 30th, the air conditioning comes back on. It's ridiculous what we pay. Ridiculous. Well, if you thought that was weird, the end of the regular light bulbs, you're going to think this is weird. The end of the windshield wiper. I guess McLaren Automobile Company is working on a vibrating windscreen to clear away water and debris. The chief designer, Frank Stevenson, says the design is based on fighter plane technology that uses high-frequency sound waves to repel rain, bugs, and other potential obstructions. Now, when was the windshield wiper invented? According to Fox News, 1903. Yeah, pretty cool, huh? It was a hand crank device, then electric motors were added, and then now it's just, incredible. My problem is you always have to replace the little rubber thingy because it makes noise, it makes that sound. All right, they say if we could get rid of the wipers, then the aerodynamics of the vehicle can be improved and you could reduce its weight. So I guess if your car is a few thousand pounds, removing the windshield wipers must really bring it down a lot. All right. They say it could, if you have a small transducer that sends 30 kilohertz sound waves across the glass, it could be $15 per car at cost, which to us will be charged $200 probably. We don't know when this would happen. All right. But apparently McLaren has supercars that run about 230,000 to 1.15 million, but they're going to work on cars in our price range. No, not quite. 125,000. You know what? I bought my Chevy Chevette back in the 90s for $1,800, no air conditioning, and I got to tell you, it got me where it needed to go. I don't need fancy. I'd love iHeart to come through because, of course, I'm going to be on iHeart, but still, other than that, I don't really even need the cup holders. That's what my thighs are for. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Matthew writes, Dr. Dahlia, my wife will not urinate in public places. So we can't go to the movies, we can't go out to dinner unless she plans ahead. What do we do for this? Do you guys know about bashful bladder? It's actually pretty common. Bashful bladder, called paruresis. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's where you can't pee in public bathrooms. Men, women have it. It's kind of like a phobia. All right? And unfortunately, you could have some pretty severe urinary retention. I mean, you sit there in the potty on the toilet and you just can't go. And you want to go, but you can't. And because you're kind of panicked that it's a public bathroom or there's other people around, you don't go. And it could be very, very frustrating. And, you know, some people, they have it their own whole lives, and sometimes they actually can develop it. And in some of you, you really don't have a fear of other people. It's just you just can't go. So whenever that happens, whenever I have a person that has trouble doing that, I immediately have a urologist involved to make sure we don't have an obstruction. We get you ultrasound and we get you scoped. I know that sounds fun. No wonder you have a phobia of even telling people about this. But, I mean, we want to check you out and make sure that there isn't something mechanical causing you to have urinary retention. What happens if you don't pee? What happens if you have an enlarged prostate? What happens if you keep holding it in? Well, with urinary retention, if you don't exit and empty your bladder, then you get back pressure. And then the back pressure can hit the kidneys. The kidneys can start to swell. You get something called hydronephrosis. You could actually go into kidney failure. We just don't mess around. It actually could put you also at risk for infections, stones, etc. Just not the best thing for you. So, you know, sometimes it can actually be a result of something that happened as a child, either you being assaulted, abused, harassment, etc. You know, maybe you got an STD from a toilet seat, so you're all freaked out. There's a variety of things. Now, how many of you, I'm looking at urologyhealth.org. It's a great site for any of you that suffer from paruresis or bashful bladder. We don't know the exact number. It could be anywhere from 1% to a quarter of Americans. I'm surprised it's that often. But over the last several decades, these are the numbers they came up with. 25% of Americans, really? Are you kidding me? That's a lot. I doubt it. According to a 1994 National Comorbidity Survey, they said 6.6% of the population has a fear of using the toilet away from home. Now, let's stop for a second. I do not like to go number two in the public bathroom. And that's just because I'm just not comfortable. I cannot go number two. I mean, of course, if I have diarrhea, I'll go anywhere. But I will want to hold it. That is something that I don't think is a fear or a phobia. It's just I'm just trying to protect my fellow Americans. You know, by going into the bathroom and having a lot of gas, or, you know, you don't really want to do that in front of ladies. Guys, it's a different thing. But women, there's always women talking and they're putting on their makeup and, you know, then they have a conversation with you. And I'm not going to sit there in the middle of a conversation, toot and stink up the place. So no, I will not go number two in a public bathroom. No way. Never. All right. But that's not paruresis. Paruresis is where you don't pee. I have no problem peeing. I pee all the time. That's not a problem. Sometimes I don't even make it to the bathroom. All right, so what do? Well, we definitely, after we evaluate and make sure there's nothing anatomic going on or organic in nature, then we like to then get a therapist involved, okay, to figure out how we can get you to use the bathroom, how to, et cetera. All right, unfortunately, you know, some people will catheterize themselves in the bathroom. They won't pee, but they'll catheterize themselves. Or they'll walk around with a cath. I mean, it's crazy. But there's a variety of things we could do so that you don't have the urinary retention, which could then turn into a biological problem. All right. And mind you, I mean, if you're having urinary issues, then you could later have sex issues. You know, painful sex, etc. So this is kind of important. There's also medications, etc. You can even use botulism toxin. There's even microwave therapy. You know, some people with prostate issues will have to do a TURP, transurethral resection of the prostate, if you have enlargement there. So there's a variety of things that can be done. We just don't have a lot of studies saying this is what you need to do. Okay? Some people will even use the SSRIs, like Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac, helping with the anxiety so that you're like, you know what, this is no big deal. We find once we can get you to pee, right, in a public place, it's better. Now, I am really excited about these bathrooms that they have. One of the movie theaters that we go to, there's like a family bathroom where it's only for one person. So you can actually have, you can take your kids in there. I used to take my kids in there because when they were young, I couldn't take them into the men's bathroom because I'm a woman and they didn't want to go into the women's bathroom and we all couldn't fit in the stall. So, you know, we take them to the family bathroom. The family bathroom is a great place. So what you could do is you could locate places. I think the Olive Garden where I live has a family bathroom. And what's nice about that is you're the only one in there. So it definitely offers you more privacy, and that's kind of important. But, you know, these are things that happen. Now, some people are like, why is Dahlia talking about this? Because there are people out there that cannot pee in a public bathroom, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a new drug on the market called Veliparib. okay? And it looks like it may, well, it's not on the market. It's going into final phase testing, all right? That could be a new cancer drug for people with breast cancer, all right? They believe that this is a, they could, they're going to try to, from what I understand, have this on a speed path through the FDA because it shows promise against hard-to-treat breast cancer. Now, the study that was done was called I-SPY 2. So it puts small groups of women on experimental drugs or combinations, then gives them, I guess, surgery to see what effects the medicines had. The best result is it gets a complete response where you have no signs of cancer, not so good as if you still have cancer, etc. All right. Well, anyway, Veliparib, the first of seven drugs tested, is made by AbbVie Inc. All right. It's in a new class of experimental medicines called the PARP inhibitors. These target an enzyme that cancer cells rely on to grow. So they're going to add the chemotherapy to this to see what type of an outcome people get. The nasty breast cancer is the triple negative. These are the tumors that are not fueled by estrogen or progesterone or the gene that usually other medicines can target. 20% of women with breast cancer have this type as opposed to 80% having the estrogen receptor positive. This is much more common in young women, blacks, Hispanics, and women with certain gene mutations. So there's some promise with this one. I do hope they hurry and get their act together because when it comes to cancer, I don't think a lot of us can wait. I can't tell you how many people I know are now in stage 4 cancer hoping that something happens. Unfortunately, with these treatments and these trials, it could take years. So Godspeed, please. Fibromyalgia pain. Fibromyalgia affects 1 to 5% of Americans, mainly women. I actually get fibromyalgia, not to the degree that many of my patients do, but I will have a very active day either at Disneyland or, you know, walking to a conference and, you know, giving a talk in heels, and then all of a sudden my whole body, I won't be able to move. You know, all the muscles in my body start to spasm. It's really frustrating. You know, thank God I don't have it as often as other people do, but it's very frustrating. Well, apparently there's been a couple studies, all right, where they think they've started to kind of figure out a little bit more on what is going on, okay? You know, many of us have been told it's all in our head or it's a woman thing. Well, apparently Dr. Ann Louise Oaklander at Massachusetts General published two studies showing that half or more cases of fibromyalgia are actually a condition affecting nerves. It's a small fiber neuropathy that gets these faulty signals from tiny nerves all over the body, including internal organs, and that's why you get pain and sleep and digestive problems, etc. All right, and they found that some people have excessive nerve fibers lining the blood vessels and the skin of fibromyalgia patients, which is why you guys have trigger points and these tender points along the body. If you have 11 or more, we diagnose you with fibromyalgia. These fibers in the skin can sense blood flow, control the dilation and constriction of vessels to regulate body temperature. They also direct nutrients, etc. And so these blood vessel fibers, finding evidence of this now then takes the pressure off of us being told, oh, you guys are just psycho women, because we're not. Okay, fibromyalgia is very, very true. It's very, very real. Luckily, I don't need any medication. I just keep up my exercise. My husband's a chiropractor. He works on me. I take a lot of hot showers, and I've been able to keep everything at bay, even though we found ice to also help as well. All right, and they've also noticed that there are some brain changes associated with pain, but that's more of a symptom. So we're going to be hitting a break. When we get back, I want to talk about headaches and what to do to relieve headaches. But cool stuff nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of us get headaches. Some of us get migraines. Some of us get clusters. Some of us get headaches. And we've talked about the difference. You know, and honestly, many of us with headaches, sometimes we just don't care. We just want the pain to go away. Some of us define it by the way that we can cure it. So, for example, if an Excedrin migraine seems to make our headache go away within a half hour to an hour, it's just a headache. But when we have a migraine, when you need to basically take the whole day off, be in a dark room, wait for your migraine medicine to kick in, take something for the nausea, and make sure the kids sleep at grandma for the weekend, we call it a migraine. Well, the FDA has approved a magnetic device to help relieve migraine pain. All right. This is being reported by Nature World News and Fox. The FDA approved the Serena Transcranial Magnetic Stimulator for people who suffer from migraines that are preceded by an aura. Now, the aura could be a variety of things, flashes of light, a smell, hearing things, a sensation to the extremity, some sort of aura. This device uses magnetic energy to stimulate the occipital cortex. Now, the occipital cortex is the part of the brain that involves the visual processing. Apparently, the occipital cortex, if you stimulate that, it could possibly alleviate migraine pain. Now, the trial was conducted by the FDA. They used 201 migraine sufferers, and they tested the device when they had the pain. Overall, 38% of patients using the device experienced relief within 2 hours. I know some of you are like, 2 hours? You don't understand. When your migraine pain can last a week, we'll take it. Compared to just 17% who was using the dummy placebo version, the fake version of it. Now, here's my issue. Relieving the pain is nice, all right, but we really need prevention. And the prevention of the headaches is where you're going to find the cure. They say the FDA noted that the device does not provide relief for the sensitivity to light, the nausea, the sensitivity to sound, or your dislike of family members when they're running around and talking and being a pain in the butt. It won't be able to do that. But I got to tell you, it's something. Okay, now, there's a variety of websites that give us advice on how to stop headaches. Fox News, for example, talks about, well, if you have a headache, one, put down your smartphone. Okay, many times we hold our mobile phones too close to our faces when we text or surf online. It could cause eye strain. Eye strain is a biggie. I think we really underestimate eye strain. And, you know, like I like playing Candy Crush, and I got to tell you, with those lights and the stimuli my retina gets, I'm not surprised. So that could be an issue. They say chug water. I don't really want you guys to chug water, but we know that dehydration can cause headaches. So if you have a headache, we tell you to drink water. That's one of the reasons why you guys get a hangover, is because of the dehydration in addition to the acetaldehyde that builds up. So drinking water, they say some people, if they drink a full 8 ounces, could actually stop some of the throbbing. Of course, be careful. We want to make sure your kidneys and your heart and your lungs can handle the fluid overload. They also suggest to, like, take a time out. Maybe you're stressed. What I like to do whenever I have a headache is I like to take a hot shower. Sometimes the hot shower helps it. You know, I get away from the kids. I get away from my phone. I get away from my computer for a few minutes. I could take a hot shower. It's not that I'm stressed, but it gets my mind off of things. Because sometimes you could think about something so much you get a headache, right? And then, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes there's herbals that are out there. I don't know a lot about the herbals. In the journal Headache, they were talking about, I guess, Feverfew gel. It's a ginger Feverfew gel. They said you could use that. That's supposed to help some of the headache pain. I know many of you love to go to your ibuprofen, all right? But 47 million of us have headaches, and migraines affect 9% of the population, according to health.com. And so I don't want all of us going to the anti-inflammatories. Motrin, Aleve, these things are great, you know, and they work. But after a while, taking a lot of those can bother the stomach, liver, kidneys, heart, etc. You got the beta blockers. Sometimes we'll use beta blockers. They kind of slow down the heart rate, prevent headaches. And then, of course, you got the triptans. We don't really understand how they work, like the Imitrex and the Relpax and the Frova, but they sure do work. All right, so just quickly, some headache treatments I want to review if you guys have time for this. Of course, my computer's a little bit slow. Biofeedback is something that has been used, and I think it's showing a lot of promise. It monitors your muscle tension, skin temperature, heart rate, etc., blood pressure. And for you to be able to try to control certain body responses, I think is really, really cool. There was a recent analysis published in quote-unquote Headache that suggests that behavioral therapies like biofeedback are more cost-effective over time than prescription drugs. I dig that. Prescription drugs help you a lot of times for only a few hours. Of course, acupuncture, I'm a huge fan. Could cost about $100 a session, but because of the flow of energy, the ki in the body and you know, if your energy is off, sometimes getting those meridians back, it's pretty cool. I don't know much about it, but I know that one of my medical partners used to do it, and patients would have phenomenal relief. I think it's great. Could help with acute migraines, episodic headaches, tension-type headaches, etc. Pretty cool stuff. You know, massage. Massage. What I like about massage is I think what happens is the increase in blood flow, not to mention the distraction and not to mention the relaxation of the muscles. A lot of my headaches are cervicogenic, where they come from the neck. They go up, and then it goes towards the front of my head, and then I go into a migraine. So that's extremely important. Stretching as well. Health.com suggests stretching.com. They say you could try some things like neck range of motion, chin forward, upward, towards each shoulder, shrugging, neck isometrics. I want you to be careful in terms of adjusting yourself, where you press the palm into the forehead and hold. Some people try to adjust themselves, but I'm a huge fan of chiropractic. Stretching twice a day for 20 minutes. My husband does chiropractic. He does a lot of headache therapy. That seems to help because, again, a lot of the tension is in the neck, the stretching, etc. Aerobic exercise seems to help. We find that regular exercisers have less migraines. They've done studies, and that's extremely important, whether you exercise in the pool, etc. Meditation, why not? Apparently, researchers at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore were involved in a clinical trial to look at, sorry if I pronounce this wrong, Vipassana and ancient Indian meditation techniques. All right, they found that it did reduce migraine frequency. Really, really cool stuff. Spiritual meditation, absolutely. I'm a huge fan, a big fan of that. Of course, yoga, why not? Okay, yoga, it's exercise, it's anxiety relieving, it's stretching. Of course, to me, that sounds absolutely amazing. And other types of relaxation exercises, they suggest a 20-minute relaxation exercise technique where you lie still. This is from Dr. Messina, medical director of Michigan Headache Clinic, where you lie still, you breathe in and out slowly, use a mantra to keep the mind from wandering, and then you start to relax certain muscle groups. I think it's smart stuff. We're talking about a headache. You know, pills aren't going to be around forever, right? And then sometimes hot and cold, okay? Sometimes using ice and then moist heat, those things could help. You got to, though, be careful. I don't want any of you guys going into SVT, but sometimes alternating hot and cold. Avoiding MSG and processed meats are important. A lot of times the phenylethylamine in chocolate and cheese, tyramine in meats and cheeses and soy, aspartame, coffee, alcohol, these things cause headaches. Of course, B12, magnesium, coenzyme Q10 could help. All right, we don't have a lot of studies, but avoiding the nitrates and the nitrites could definitely help. Botox. We've used Botox. Botox has now been FDA approved for treating people with migraines. I think it costs about $350 per site, but you do them every 3 months. Pretty expensive, and I'm definitely due for Botox as my skin starts to wrinkle. I just can't afford to do it. But Botox has been known to help with migraines. We've known about that for years. Then there's transcranial magnetic stimulation, where you could use these magnetic impulses to kind of zap migraines away. Those have seemed to have some promising studies. Electrode implants near the occipital nerve. I'm a little nervous about that one, but I mean for some of these headaches. So interesting stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount. Count just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just love this time of year. It just is going by too fast. I mean, look at how we're coming into Christmas time so quickly. Some of you are a little frustrated that Christmas fell on the weekend, the week, in the middle of the week. You know, how do you make a 3 or 4 day weekend out of it? And I need to apologize. I'm always kind of working around the holiday. You know, our office, this is a very, very busy time because of deductibles, so I don't realize that. But a lot of you, it's kind of tough because you have to come into work on the 23rd. Well, the 23rd is Monday, and then I guess the 24th is Christmas Eve, 25th is Christmas, then 26th is a Thursday. It's one of those things where you just take off the whole week. Now, I notice that entertainment, a lot of people do. A lot's going on right now with us trying to launch a TV show we're developing. And for the next few weeks, nothing can really happen because, you know, over the holidays, and I get that, it's holiday time, that's more important, okay? Work can always, there's always work. That can always be. But I understand that that's kind of increasing the stress for a lot of you guys. You know, you're getting a couple days off, but you're really not getting to make it a weekend. And for travel, that's pretty tough. So, you know, have safe travels for those of you that are kind of trying to, you know, get away early or, you know, try to make an early Christmas trip. Godspeed. Be safe. And make sure you have a good one. Remember, it's about seeing the family. It's about sharing love, and then it's about getting the hell away from the family before things start to turn sour with somebody getting mad or, you know, giving you a guilt trip. So if you could just get through unscathed, right, and not tick the family off, because family sure does remember what happened the previous Christmas or the Christmas before, it will be a success. And get home safely. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm worried about the fatalities when people are racing to get back to work on the 24th or the 25th. The 26th. All right, so apparently there's been a report on the worst drivers in America. And the U.S. states, the United States have been ranked, okay, according to the quality of their drivers. This is from carinsurancecomparison.com. They use statistics from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the National Motorist Association, and Mothers Against Drunk Driving to rank American drivers state by state to see who are the worst drivers. They looked at failure to obey traffic signals, seatbelt laws, drunk driving, tickets for speeding, and careless driving, etc. All right, boy, I don't know if you guys are going to like hearing this. All right, the worst state was Louisiana. Then came South Carolina. Then came Mississippi, Texas, and Alabama. All right, Florida comes next with Missouri, North Carolina, Montana, North Dakota, Oklahoma. I live in Nevada, number 12. Not bad, but Nevada's a tough one. Nevada's a tough one. I think it's you got both kind of the rural more in the north. Then you got big city in the south. You got a big city up there in the north with Reno. But so you got that mix of a lot of small town and that. I get it. Then came Tennessee, Georgia, Pennsylvania, number 15. Oh, by the way, Texas and New York, they had a rough day, didn't they, with football? All right, yeah. Arizona, Arkansas, Maryland, California came in number 19, believe it or not. Ohio, 20. If we look at the worst 10, Rhode Island, Alaska, Massachusetts, Iowa, District of Columbia, Connecticut, Maine, Oregon, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Utah, and Vermont. Vermont came in the worst. Now, I know some of you are like, what? Well, they say Louisiana scored in the top 5 for failure to obey, tickets issued, careless driving, and came in with a total of 220 of their score. The country's best driving score was 48, and that was awarded to Vermont. Well, you also wonder about the cops, too. Okay, I mean, in Nevada, they give a lot of tickets. Lord knows, I get them a lot. And it's always, there's always speed traps. So if you live in a state where there's not a lot of speed traps, I think you're going to be fine. But for those of us that, and I mean, God bless our cops. I'm glad we have them. But, you know, they give us more tickets. We're not going to rank as well on the list. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Brian from Family Guy was resurrected. I never saw the episode where he was killed, but I guess Stewie tearfully told a mall Santa that he missed his best friend and wanted him back. He used a time machine. You know, my kids predicted this, that Stewie would just use a time machine and bring him back. All right? And then I guess McFarland tweeted, you didn't really think would kill off Brian, did you? And then he actually then put an effing word in there, but it worked out good. Okay. Anyway, I guess Brian has been on the series since 1999. Everybody was happy that Brian was back. Like I said, I don't know. Was he run over by a car? I'm really not sure. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Speaking of roads and dangerous roads, they say road crashes are the biggest killer of Americans abroad. They say American travelers often focus on avoiding diseases or violence, but they overlook that there could be road accidents. Being reported by Fox News, they say between 2003 and 2009, more Americans died abroad from crashes involving cars or motorcycles than from homicide or terrorist events. All right? Car accidents. Huh. They say health risks during international travel can be tricky and tough to measure. The U.S. Department of State spends $51.6 billion annually to protect U.S. citizens both alone and at home. In the past, I don't want to go into all this, but apparently, you know, many of us, we worry about our vaccines, we worry about our medications, etc. But there are road accidents. That's pretty crazy. So I think it's because, again, you know, left side of the road versus right side of the road, new car. I know the drinking age is different. All right. I don't know. Just, you know, when you go overseas, if you're able to go overseas and you have the money to go overseas, that's awesome. But just be careful. FDA is proposing tighter rules on antibacterial soaps. Antibacterial hand soaps and body washes have to demonstrate to the FDA that their products are safe and more effective than soap and water in preventing infection and the spread of bacteria. All right. Thus far, there is no evidence that these are more effective at preventing illness than just washing with soap and water. Right. But you forget most people do not wash with soap and water correctly. That's why we have these products. The FDA said research had suggested that long-term exposure to the triclosan in liquid soaps and in the bar soaps could have hormonal effects, cause bacteria to mutate, etc. I like the ones that just have the alcohol in it, not the triclosan. So I usually use those products. So they may have to relabel them, etc. Products like soft soap, Colgate Palmolive, Cetaphil from Galderma Laboratories, etc. These are certain products that I guess all fall into this. The FDA said the action is part of a longer ongoing review by the agency to make sure that these antibacterial ingredients are safe and effective. I remember there were issues with some of these antibacterials possibly causing cancer, possibly not. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I love the idea of wiping down counters. I think that's really smart to do. I'm a huge fan of that. I am not a fan of people swapping the hand washing for these. I see my kids. They come in muddy. Their hands are dirty, so they do squirt, squirt, and then they reach for a cookie. Hell no. You wash your hands and you wash them good. I would suggest that you wash your hands to singing the happy birthday song twice. Almost all soaps labeled antibacterial or antimicrobial. Don't make me sing the happy birthday song. Yeah, we can do it the Marilyn Monroe style, right? Happy birthday to you. Not like that. It has to be kind of quicker than that, but still, two happy birthdays, okay? Anyway, the FDA proposed rule, notably the triclosan and the triclocarbon, and some of the deodorant may also contain certain ingredients, but the agency, they just want us to have some, shall we say, responsibility for what's being out there. All right, so I really didn't want to end on this. It wasn't the most exciting story, was it? I got to step it up tomorrow, don't I? All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.